Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 8 o'clock, and this is a very special edition of Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to do something a little bit different. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. Tonight, I'm only going to talk to women. Female fans, other female wrestlers hopefully will be calling in. Tonight, it's all about wrestling from a woman's perspective. Now, I give my opinion on things regarding professional wrestling pretty much every show. And every time I have a guest, you know, I ask them their opinion on certain things. And if they're wrestlers, we talk about their careers. But I want wrestling, I want to know a woman's perspective pretty much on all things wrestling. That's why I've invited several guests to call in tonight. So far, only one has actually confirmed that she will be calling in, and she is on the line right now. Amanda Purcell, welcome to Matt Chat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, we're good. We're good over here.
Now, this is actually a conversation that's been a long time coming. We've tried to connect a couple of different times, and things just didn't work out for whatever reason.
We have, yes.
But tonight, and like I said, I wanted to get a woman's perspective because 90% of the time my guests are men.
I think that's pretty common, though, with wrestling. Like, I still feel like women, when it comes to being a wrestling fan, we're not taken as seriously sometimes. So.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And there are some women that I admittedly don't take as seriously, because sometimes all they talk about is how the male wrestlers look, and it's like, yeah, can't take you seriously as a fan.
I have that issue too, actually, with some females, so I completely get that.
But you are, as far as I have noticed on Twitter, you are a bit odd. You are, from what I've noticed, kind of a deathmatch aficionado.
I don't know if I would say aficionado, but it is definitely probably my preference when it comes to wrestling these days. So, yeah,
no.
I'm weird.
I will say, not many women I know like deathmatch wrestling. I personally haven't really seriously watched deathmatch wrestling since Necro Butcher versus Sami Callihan. I'm dating myself a little bit on that reference.
That was a good feud, though.
Yes, it was.
So I
haven't watched deathmatch wrestling since around then, at least not real seriously.
Right.
So what got you into deathmatch wrestling?
Actually, I didn't start watching the deathmatch style until probably about a year and a half ago. And I had a couple of friends who had been really big into CZW back when it was actually more deathmatch styled stuff as opposed to what it's become now. And they kept telling me, you would love it, you would love it. And I was like everybody else. I was like, no, I don't want to watch that mess. That's stupid. And one day, for whatever reason, I don't even remember why, I was like, let's just watch it one time, see what happens. And that was it. I was completely hooked. So.
Is there any particular deathmatch wrestler that you are, like, a super fan of?
I think anybody who knows me knows that I'm a Danny Havoc girl, straight to my bones. I love me some Danny Havoc. And the Nation of Intoxication, which was one of the big factions that he kind of headed up, I guess. He has retired, though. He retired before I actually got heavy into it. So I never got to see him wrestle live, but I have seen him live and met him a couple of times now, and he's absolutely fantastic.
Now, being a deathmatch fan, and I don't know if you follow AEW at all.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
How excited were you when you found out about the triple threat match that was just announced, I believe, yesterday?
Yeah. So I have actually, before deathmatch wrestling, I was still watched a lot of indie stuff, and I watched Progress, which is the big indie show out in the UK. And so I was very familiar with Jimmy Havoc already, and Darby Allin. So those two are money whenever they're on a card to wrestle. And then Joey Janela, of course, is just ridiculously crazy talented anyways. So when I saw that match yesterday, I was like, AEW just stole all my money because they can have it all if I can watch this.
I pretty much felt the same way. I was like, you know, I was going to get the show anyway, but that just cemented it.
Right. Yeah, we were planning to get it anyways. I mean, we live in Georgia, so we kind of grew up with the Rhodes name and things like that. So we kind of follow AEW, and we're waiting on them to announce Atlanta for a show because we know it's coming because, I mean, hello, this is where TNT is based, so. But, yeah, we heard about that, and we were like, you know, we were going to get it anyways, but if that's the only match they put on, they could still have my $50, and I'm okay.
Absolutely. Now, you just said something that kind of piqued my interest, and I kind of knew this. You live in Georgia. What part of Georgia do you live in? Because I've got friends. I've got friends pretty much throughout. Well, I've got two friends in Georgia. But.
Right. We are about 35 to 45 minutes, depending on traffic, that kind of thing, outside of Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a friend in Cartersville and a friend in McDonough.
Okay. Yeah, We're closer to Cartersville than we are McDonough, for sure, but I'm familiar with both towns.
Yeah, so I've got friends in both towns, and I only met one of them in person, but I've been friends with both of them for, gosh, forever. And
I have found that wrestling makes some of the best friends, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
It's hard living in Georgia and being a deathmatch fan because that kind of wrestling is illegal here. So if I want to see it live, I have to travel.
I was going to say, Georgia doesn't Georgia has a no blood rule, I believe.
Something like that. I don't know. They just can't do it here. So if I want to see it, I have to go somewhere else.
So what was the first death match you ever saw and you were just like hooked?
As far as like, you mean like on TV or on, because I've watched it on my high spot, and then I've actually been to two shows live now. So
you
on
know,
my
the
high
first
spot,
match you ever saw and just like, that was it. No turning back. Death match was
honestly, it was probably, I know it was a Danny Havoc match, simply because when my friends were trying to get me into it, his name is the one they kept bringing up to me, that I needed to watch him, I would love it, whatever, whatever. So when I got my High Spot subscription, I was like, let me just go look it up and see what they're talking about and whatever. So I know it was a Danny match, but honestly, since that match, the first match I ever watched, I've watched so many. I don't even know if I could pinpoint what the very first one was. I know he had a couple of big feuds with, like, he had a big feud with Sami Callihan that was just ridiculously insane. And then he had a feud with Drake Younger. He was Drake Younger in CZW. He's now a NXT WWE ref. But he had a huge feud with him, too, which was really good. And pretty much either of those feuds was probably one of the first things I watched that got me just hooked.
Now, I'm very – being from Ohio, I'm very familiar with Sami Callihan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost as familiar with Drake because he's from Indiana and he actually came to Ohio a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get on YouTube and check out those matches because I'm not real familiar with Danny Havoc, but I will familiarize myself with him.
He is in the world of deathmatch what any of the big names in wrestling, regular wrestling, I guess, would be seen as. I mean, if anybody's going to have a conversation about deathmatch wrestling, it's going to have Danny in it. It's going to probably have Matt Tremont in it. And of course, Necro Butcher and things like that, you know. So he's up there with some of the top. And I try not to say that often because people think I'm biased and I might be a little bit. But everybody else will tell you the same thing too. So
now, when I think of, like you said, Matt Tremont, Nick Gage are two of the names that I hear the most.
Oh, Nick Gage he's awesome.
Those are the two names I hear the most, and I was actually planning on going to an event in Tennessee that Matt Tremont's going to be at, unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond my control. That's not going to happen.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
He's always really good. He owns a company up in Jersey called H2O, and he actually runs it with Danny.
Was
my first live deathmatch show was up there last October, and he puts on a fantastic show, and he lets his guys shine. He may work the show, but he's all about making sure the talent is safe, the fans are safe, and everybody has a fantastic experience.
Now, you sound like somebody who is definitely willing to travel to see shows. Is New Jersey the farthest you've traveled from home to see a show?
It is, yeah. Yeah, I went last October to New Jersey for my first show, and then it was like the last of March, beginning of June, I went up to Atlantic City for a GCW weekend of stuff.
Oh, wow. That would have been fun.
That was fantastic. They actually, GCW had created a Deathmatch Hall of Fame. And from the time I started watching, I always said, if Danny went into a Hall of Fame, I was going to be there no matter what I had to do. And I did it.
That is awesome.
So, and then I stayed. The next day they had the Tournament of Sickness, maybe? Is that what it was? No, Tournament of Survival. I'm sorry. Sickness Cup is something else. It's in Tennessee. So I did the Deathmatch Hall of Fame on a Friday night and did Tournament of Survival the next day. And that was my first time getting to see Nick Gage live. And that was actually pretty awesome. So.
Yeah, there. I would love, like I said, I haven't watched Deathmatches in forever, but I think I would actually enjoy going to, like, Tournament of Death or any of those big King of the Deathmatch.
I want to get to a Tournament of Death one year.
I would love to go to any of the big deathmatch tournaments one year, take my podcast, cover it live.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. That would be awesome.
Which is actually, I was going to go, that event I was going to go to in Tennessee that fell through, I was going to take my podcast with me. I was going to cover the event live and do a show during the show. But like I said, due to circumstances beyond my control, I'm going to have to wait till next year.
Yeah. It can get pricey sometimes. I've been lucky enough.
Yeah.
I've been able to find fantastic deals, and I have a friend who I've had since, like, MySpace days, and she lives up in Philly, which is probably about a 45-minute car ride to the H2O venue. So first time I went up, I actually stayed with her, so I didn't even have to pay for a hotel, you know. And it was the first time I had gotten to meet her since, like I said, MySpace days. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, MySpace, you're making me feel old now.
I'm right there with you.
We all are right there.
I remember when MySpace started, and yeah, I think I jumped on the bandwagon within a month, maybe.
Yeah, I think we all did at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where, like, the best friends that I have now came from MySpace, and they came because of Rustlink. So.
Yeah, I would say the majority of my closest friends are because of wrestling in one way or another.
Yeah, I think that's about standard for me, too. The only problem is because, you know, I meet them on social media because of wrestling. Most of them live so far away that I can't spend the time with them I would like to. So it usually revolves around wrestling shows. We actually, when Mania was in New Orleans, me and a whole bunch of the girls took a week trip to New Orleans for Mania weekend and kind of got together. So
now, see, that is my ultimate dream. I would love to go to Mania. Now it's in Tampa this coming year. And I've got family in Tampa, but due to, again, circumstances beyond my control, probably not going to make WrestleMania happen this year. And I will be turning 40 before WrestleMania, so.
Ah, me too.
I'm kind of, I, yeah, I. I laugh because and I joke every year because Wrestle Kingdom is on my birthday.
Oh wow.
And I say every year, hey, New Japan's throwing me a show again. And I'm still not
gonna
get to go.
To a Wrestle Kingdom show. Yeah, that would be cool. But you know, when we went to WrestleMania, I feel like I enjoyed the indie stuff during the week and the access shows more than I actually enjoyed the main show that Sunday. I mean, it was like, because with access, you would go in and we got to sit through like hours on end of free NXT shows at access. And, you know, then we did TakeOver and I did some progress shows and things like that. And I think I had more fun with that stuff than I actually had at Mania itself that year.
You know, I would agree with that. I watch pretty much all the wrestling I can find. And including WWE. And for some reason, WWE just has gone so far downhill over the last 10 years or so that now, I still enjoy watching it, but it's gotten to the point where I can predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We used to watch WWE religiously, and when they would come to Atlanta, we were always there, everything. And now it's just kind of like, there was a house show here last weekend, I think, and I didn't even know we had a house show coming, because I don't seek out WWE shows anymore, because it's gotten to where it's very predictable, very stale almost, because you know you're only going to see the same 10 people on any given
show.
Kind of thing. And then they wonder, why are our ratings going down? And it's just like, because we've seen it all before.
Yep. So what? Our time is starting to run down a little bit, but before I start to wrap things up, what would you tell people about deathmatch wrestling if they're not a fan or if they've never watched it? What would you tell them to get them to check it out?
I mean, I think for me, one thing is that a lot of people tend to judge it or trash it without ever having seen it. Just because.
Hello?
I think it's got like a stigma attached to it.
Ah, crap.
Oh, I think it lost me.
Uh-oh, I think we've lost our connection. I don't know if you can still hear me.
I can hear you. I think it lost connection.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
The little podcast. You'll be able to go back and listen to it, you know? What? You're calling back? You're calling back?
I don't know.
Okay, can you repeat that? Because I lost my connection. Well, due to technical difficulties, it would appear that our guest has dropped and no other guests are going to be calling in tonight. So, I'm going to go ahead and end the show now, and I will be back possibly Friday night to discuss more professional wrestling and maybe have more guests. We'll see what happens. Have a good night, everybody.